So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you a really tricky question, but which two tracks on the EP do you think characterize it?
Little Dreams, probably the title track, just because it's got some of those, it's got a little bit of, I think it represents the more acoustic, folky, country vibe of a lot of the, of some of the tracks.
I think I found out what I'm gonna do with this love that's calling out from you. My tiny hopes I kept in tiny bags. I think it's time I open them at last.
This is Going Underground, a podcast from the music and arts blog yorkcalling.co.uk. I'm your host, Graham Smith, and this week I'm joined by Canadian country duo Robinson Kirby. We're chatting about their debut EP, Little Dreams. I asked one half of the duo, Luke, about the story behind the name.
It could mean a lot of different things, and I think that's part of why we chose it. There was a metaphor for a burgeoning relationship. It's contrasting with, you know, a little bit of a biographical part of my life where you have these big dreams, which are, could be anything in your life, but being successful, being having any kind of success with music, or it could be anything, and then just maybe finding someone or finding something that you didn't expect to find. That's more of a little dream.
What inspired you when you're writing the EP? I mean, who were you listening to? You know, how did you get your sound?
A lot of different things. I think we were big fans of the Holy Trinity of Neil, Bob, and Joni, for
yes,
sure.
Definitely.
The first name people, Bruce. And then I think around that time, definitely Kacey Musgraves album came out, which I think is a pretty big deal for a lot of people recently, just in terms of songwriting, the sounds, the production.
It's and kind of the new meeting the old, I would say, you know, taking that inspiration from the 70s rock singer-songwriter people that we know and love, and then introducing these more modern production elements.
Oh, little dreams caught up to me. I hold you in my arms. I hope we're here for long.
That second voice you heard there was Luke's performing partner, Madeline. She goes on to explain what it was like to record Little Dreams.
It was interesting for us because we started it, we did a live session in LA at the Village Studios with our bass player, Jonathan Eliashiv, and our drummer, Ross Hodgkinson. And we just booked a whole day there and did all the basic tracking live, playing them all together. We had been playing these songs together for a couple of years, a year. There were some newer ones, some older ones. When we moved back to Toronto, we brought it to our engineer in Toronto here and worked on overdubbing and creating more of a vibe, I guess, at home. Our engineer is named Harrison Lenz, and we worked in his home studio. So we kind of had the freedom to take our time, figure out what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it, and then executing it from there.
And how would you define your sound to someone who hadn't heard you before? I mean, for me, there's touches of country, pop, maybe a little funk and soul, but how would you describe it?
I think you nailed it. I think we say folk, rock, indie, Americana. But yeah, that's interesting, the R&B soul vibe. I like that.
A big credit of that is musicians we are working with, and Ross and Jonathan being laying it down really nicely in the rhythm section. Listening back to the songs now, I'm really happy with how that came out, and some of those grooves for sure, I think, they kind of take you on a nice journey.
And speaking of grooves, here's Luke and Maddie's second choice of track that characterizes the EP.
I would say maybe River's End.
Yeah, more, I guess we got more experimental, more jammy.
Yeah, it is a little bit jammy. It's a little bit more of a, yeah, we're attempting something that had kind of different parts to it, a little bit of different movements within the one song, which I think was cool, and I think it came out well.
I'm walking slowly, my feet are dragging, the heat has got me down. Watching us burn, still I can't make a sound. I'm feeling helpless, it ain't worth it. Defending nothing of interest. What can I do? What are we doing?
You guys share the singing in the EP. I mean, how do you decide who's going to sing the lead vocals on each track?
It just depends kind of on who wrote it. So if it's a song that I started, and I'll probably end up singing most of it. And we for the most part, it's pretty just, I sing one.
Yeah.
Maddie sings one.
It's very diplomatic.
I sing one. But we are trying recently to try and see if we can do some more like duets, you know, songs where we can both share the lead a little bit more. But it's usually pretty straightforward. We just kind of.
It's different. I think Luke, I think he completes more of his songs first and then brings them to me. So in that way, he's definitely singing all the ones that he writes. But then he will write some guitar parts and say, like, okay, do you want to take a go at writing above this? Like, I'll top line on it and then I'll sing it. But for me, I usually write a verse and a chorus or have a smaller idea even, and then we'll bring it to Luke and say, is this worth rolling with? Should I keep going with this? You know, and then I'll usually sing those.
My thanks to Robinson Kirby for being this week's guest. The EP Little Dreams is out now, available to stream from all the usual places. I hope you'll join me again next week when I'll be chatting to Anglo-American folk act Morning Bride.